This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation
the podcast.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, it's all good out here on a hot, rainy mid summer fall scenario.
It's a monsoon out there, man. It's ridiculous.
That shit was crazy this morning.
West Side Highway was like a water park.
Yeah,
it was,
man.
Ridiculous. I'm coming through in the Yaris, getting pushed to the side in these waves. Cause
you driving the Yaris?
I'm out here on my rental game still.
They still got your car?
They got my car hostage, man. They telling me so many different lies and stall tactics, man. I'm sick. Sick about this shit, man. Anyway, man.
I mean, shit. Like, what? What's the latest prognosis?
Nah, I don't want to get too specific just yet. You know what I mean? Because they still got my shit. But it was some bullshit. You like, it was, yeah, like, what? Like, it was the you like, oh, that's what y'all going with? All right, fair enough. Whatever, whatever. But it is what it is. Hopefully soon. Hopefully soon. They gave me an ETA, but I don't even respect the ETAs no more because this is my third ETA I've been given that ain't really been the time that was ETA'd in this motherfucker.
How long you been without the whip?
I think we're coming up on, what, 3, 4 weeks? I don't know, it's a minute. It's about a month. Yeah. It wasn't that much shit to do from what it felt like to me, but I guess, you know, they want to study my shit. University or something. I don't know what they got.
Right.
I hope so. I mean, that's what you always say. They say you don't want it back too fast. You want them to do what they do. But the whole process was it was some shit that happened up front that kind of got me looking at them sideways.
Right.
You know what I mean? But anyway.
Well, hopefully you get the
Yeah, hopefully we get it done sooner than later.
Yeah, so you won't have to be out here blowing in the wind with the little Yaris.
I like the Yaris, though. It's fun. It don't got no real pickup, but it's like, it feel like Mario Kart. It's fun. You know what I mean? It's a cool little whip.
They got a Mario Kart name, Yaris.
Yaris.
Little character.
Yeah. It's you got to make sure you got some runway when you coming off that on-ramp.
What color is it?
A little gray piece.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Niggas don't think you Uber when you be pulling up.
Nah. If a nigga pull up with the Yaris on the Uber, that's small talk. You right up on the driver. Y'all niggas really know it. Y'all familiar.
When you get to them other cities, boy.
Oh, they go. They hard in the Priuses.
You might get anything. Yeah. I had a Prius. I done had a Yaris. I done had with them little G5s. Like, seemed like in Carolina, everybody got them little G5s.
What's a G5? Oh, the Mazda?
Nah, it's like a Pontiac. Is it a Pontiac?
It's Mazda.
Nah, it ain't a Mazda. It's American made, I think. Yeah, it's a Pontiac, I think. I think 50 Cent had promoted it at one point.
Oh, okay. Shout out to
some type of deal with them back in the day.
Man. I see 50 Cent and Busta Rhymes supposed to be beefing. I don't have no information.
What kind of beef is that?
I don't know. 50 be beefing with everybody, so I guess it is it is.
But there usually be somebody with some press value. At least you get the...
Damn.
The, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
The PR out of it.
It might be some real shit. Who knows?
Yeah, then, you know, man, you don't want that.
I saw, well, fucking Bill Cosby in jail.
They take him
3 to 10.
Don't pass go.
Yeah.
Straight to jail.
Straight to the jail.
You know what I'm saying? And your suspenders.
Yeah,
and all I could think about is Snowfall.
Oh, right.
Franklin had to go to jail.
Nigga.
They took his shoes and shit. All I could see is Kaz in that bitch with no shoes. You know what I'm saying? Who was his Leon? Who was his Leon? Through?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Go in there. You know what I'm saying? Knock the first nigga out. You see? You know what I'm saying? Show who you is, Kaz.
I don't know who that's going to be.
Man. Do we got anybody left?
Nah, I don't
think. Gonna ride with him?
I think it's tough.
No Uncle Jerome's, nobody.
Who's Uncle Jerome? Where's that from?
From Snowfall.
Oh, Uncle Jerome. Okay. You said that shit like it was a legendary
He is a legend. That nigga is legendary already. If you watch Snowfall, Uncle Jerome is legendary.
He's official.
Man, they got some good characters on there, man.
That's a good show.
I like all their characters. I like Avi. He a character.
Who's Avi? Which one's Avi?
The Jewish Connect. The first one he was messing with.
Oh, right. Avi's a wildcat. Yeah. They all got some, dude, Snowfall season two was official. From the front to the back, it was great.
Well, to me, I watched them both at the same time, so it was kind of like a binge. So right. I didn't have to, so now I'm going to have to wait, which is, you know what I'm saying,
right.
That part of the game.
Right.
But... Yeah, man, that shit, man, my critique on the motherfucking Snowfall is that it's very authentic to, you know what I'm saying? They got a lot of things right as far as texture and the culture, and even the pace and attitude of the characters and shit. Because a lot of times you look at it, like a lot of people I talk to that look at it and you say, well, damn, why would he let, you know what I'm saying, why would he test the drugs, not Franklin, but when Kev tested the drugs, Kev and Leon tested it, smoked the crack.
I thought he asked him to, though, right?
Well, he asked him, could he? You know what I'm saying? And then he let him, you know what I'm saying? He's like, all right, bet. So then he hit it. He was like, how am I supposed to sell it if I don't test it?
Didn't Franklin hit it, too, though?
Nah, Franklin didn't hit it.
I thought Franklin hit it once.
Leon hit it. And
hey, Kev, but all the three, all right.
Yeah, I think Leon hit it. But when they saw Kev do it, they were like, oh, hell nah. I don't even think Leon hit it. Because he saw Kev.
Leon is a baby fro?
Yeah, Leon is the fro. He was about to hit it, but he saw Kev tripping off of it. He was like, nah, I don't want to.
I got
to
see that again. I think he did hit it, but I know Kev, he was affected.
Yeah, he was affected.
I was like, this nigga's a crackhead. It's activated.
But you know what I'm saying? Like people would be like, well, why would he do that? Or why would, you know what I'm saying, they let the girl in the cookhouse, da 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 da. But at that time, you don't know what this shit finna be.
Right.
You don't know how addictive this shit. You don't know how this shit finna change the whole fucking world. All
right, you looking at it from post crack era,
like pre crack. You looking at it from
pre crack era.
You looking at it from a post. You already know what happened in the communities and the dangers and how it tore shit down and broke down whole neighborhoods and shit.
Right.
You don't know that when the shit just the hot shit on the street.
Is that some shit? Because I ain't never sold no drugs outside of a little bit of marijuana for about 3 weeks. You always watch when you see television shows and shit like that, movies. Is that common to test a product or have a tester? Or is that some shit that's dramatic?
Flair? I mean, in them deals, like, and how they did it is. It'll probably be more common, but not when you go do a deal and you're like, hey, let me cut the bag off and push it. Nah, I mean, it don't really happen like
that. Or even when you get a new bag and then you like, all right, call Gary. We got it. And then you know how they always got
that,
the nigga.
That happens.
You watch this.
That shit do happen. You get to a spot, you're like, you know what I'm saying, get the cat who gonna go tell everybody else.
Right, okay.
You know what I'm saying, the legendary crack smoker. Let him get a piece of this.
Hilarious.
And then he's like, this good shit here, boy.
He's a crack influencer. Crack
influencer.
Oh, shit. It's clout score.
So you down show, you do have that. But all that going in the deal, you know what I mean, and all that crazy shit, you know, that shit.
Yeah,
that should
man.
Be dramatic effect a lot of times.
Huh. Yeah. Anyway. I feel for Franklin. Cosby, not so much. But it's unfortunate.
Go in there, show who you is, Cosby.
Fucked up. Oh, man. Yeah. Anyway. What else cracking? Fucking Will Smith turned 50 today, and he's supposed to go bungee jumping in front of, on top of, or above the Grand Canyon.
In a helicopter.
Which is amazing. I was just talking to Matt about this. I said, first, Will is accomplished enough to where if this shit ends right now, it was a good ride. You know what I mean? And you go out in dramatic flashing. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no downside.
Right.
The kids are grown. You know what I mean? Everybody got money. You know what I'm saying? We good.
And I mean, what do you do when you accomplish all the shit that you wrote down? And you got a whole bunch of more shit to do, but like what?
You jump out of helicopter?
It's like not even just you jump out of helicopters, you do the motherfucking Drake challenge on top of a motherfucking bridge in Paris somewhere.
Budapest.
It's like whatever the fuck. It's like your shit is so out there. you know, the shit that look crazy to us is just like, all right, let me try that shit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I know a lot of people who go skydiving for their birthday and shit like right. that. Won't be me, but, you know what I'm saying? I see it. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? You know, it's a challenge. Like, you know, there's a lot of people who challenge themselves and shit. Uh-huh. I mean, he one of them type of people that challenge himself to go to the next spot right. all the time.
Right.
You know, maybe I could learn a little bit.
I almost jumping off.
I don't know, down a helicopter.
I came kind of close to it, but then I had to let that shit go.
You was in the plane?
No, I ain't getting the plane. I got in the rig. I was all the way in the fold, ready. What happened was we were about to go up in the plane, but then they had some turbulent weather, and it was like, all right, we got to shut everything down for about an hour.
All right.
That was all I needed. They froze the fuck out the kicker. It was me and Schultz, and then they shut it down for maybe not a whole hour. They might have said, yo, they brought it back like 30 minutes. So I felt like, wait a minute, you told me an hour. What are you doing? 30 minutes. Now I'm listening to, you know what? Sometimes you don't want it back too fast. So then these motherfuckers was like, yo, we about to jump in. How you feeling? I was like, nah, I think I'm good. And then when homie jumped out and didn't die, it was a little part of me that was like, damn, I kind of, you know what I mean, for the scrapbook. But I'm good. I've never had the regret. You know what I mean? It's not no big regrets, no fucking shit where I'm like, damn. Yeah. I've never had the urge to go do the shit. You know what I mean? Nah, I'm fine.
I got a lot more shit to accomplish on the ground right now before I start jumping out of planes and shit.
Yeah, and then just almost dying ain't really that
exciting.
Exhilarating. You know what I'm saying? Like, why? Like, the only way that's great is if you don't die. That's really it. And it's, you know, that's really the whole shit.
I guess, you know, yes, cats doing it every
death day. Defying.
You see the cats doing the Russian roulette?
Nah.
Oh, you ain't on the gram.
No, I'm back on the gram now. But
you missed it. It was in your hiatus.
They were doing real Russian roulette?
Supposedly, like, the shooting at the feet.
Oh, I saw that shit on WorldStar. I didn't click on it. We cat shot himself in the foot, right? They were like, I didn't click on the graphic.
I seen three different ones.
Oh, shit.
I seen one where supposedly he got shot in the foot.
Right.
Another one, the gun went off. You didn't see what happened. And then...
No, I don't like that
shit. Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? But just the fact.
But
just,
it's uploaded, so you hope he's probably not dead.
But it was just to the foot. But just even the fact that y'all out here doing that shit.
Oh, they only doing it the foot.
Yeah, it's just pointing at the foot.
Okay.
And first, you know, the first video to do was supposed to, I mean, it showed blood. I mean, I don't know if niggas got Hollywood effects at the crib, but shit looked like he got shot in the foot.
Ugh.
Enough to be like, ah, damn, y'all niggas
I don't
tripping.
Like to see
it, even just the idea of this right. shit, y'all tripping.
That shit make my foot hurt.
But, you know, I guess growing up, it was cats that did it, but to the head.
Yeah, back in the, you ever seen Deer Hunter?
Nah.
Deer Hunter is like a classic movie, but there's that one scene when they're in... They doing Russian roulette with the Viet Cong. Is it the Viet? And he's like every time the cat is hype, you know. Mm-hmm. I think it's De Niro, and the other cat is like, "Hang mine!" or whatever the fuck, some like other language, but it's turned. He's excited, and it's like you can feel the tension in this shit. Right. And he's putting the gun to his head, "Hang mine!" Pat! And the shit don't go, and then he passes it to this nigga. You can feel that moment, like, shit. This is ridiculous.
But the problem is...
They was playing for keeps.
The problem, exactly. Like, the problem is, though, they was playing for $400.
I'd rather have my toe
back. And nobody wins unless somebody gets shot.
Is that how it goes?
That's how they was playing it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's $400. You don't get no money if nothing happened.
When you shoot your foot, you lose.
Nah, these two cats betting against each other. Which I thought was like...
That was stupid.
There's no win here.
Well, that's the profile.
The nigga who gets shot in the foot gonna spend his money at the hospital.
I don't think the Russian roulette candidate is typically the most bright motherfucker anyway.
Do you think sometimes you're trying to be tough? Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't scared type of shit? Because like I said, I knew two different instances of cats that I knew. Right. One cat that died.
Right.
And then another cat that, you know what I'm saying, he was there. And now I think they was just playing with a gun and the shit went off and shot somebody. But the cat that died, you know what I'm saying, he wasn't no dummy. He wasn't even like, you know what I'm saying, a low life cat. He was, you know what I'm saying, on the edge, but.
I think, For what I've seen with people like that, I think that they, I don't want to say they all the way snap. It might even be a momentary snap to how you said, like, sometimes people trying to prove that they ain't scared or whatever. Sometimes they just feel like, you know, for a while the refrain used to be, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. And to the point where you say that shit so much to yourself, like, you really, you start to believe that shit. You don't give a fuck about nothing. And then now niggas gonna call you bluff. So now you this nigga that now you wanna be, you know what I mean, you wanna be fucking mythological, the realest nigga ever that don't give a fuck. Nigga, put the gun in your head, then fuck it. Now you got to know if you playing with a gun, there's a chance you could kill yourself. But if you done snapped off that far to where you gotta prove to everybody in the world that you don't give a fuck, go ahead, nigga. R.I.P.
And the crazy part about that one was...
That's crazy.
I was working at the hospital at the time, pushing patients. Yeah. And so, you know, we would push, you know, pregnant ladies to have their baby. We'll take them back from the, you know, push they, somebody to go to get their x-ray and shit.
Right.
Whatever. But then, you know, there was the occasion where you had to go push somebody to the morgue or the medical examiner. So this particular night, I had to go to the morgue and... At night, you go by yourself because nobody working in the morgue. The morgue closed, so you got to unlock the bitch, go in there by yourself, and find a motherfucking slot for your body to get in. So I'm going through the slots and shit, and I see the, you know what I'm saying, like the tag be in the door, who in the box.
Right.
And I go by, I see the dude name. I was like, damn, I know that name. But I hadn't heard nothing yet.
Right.
And then and when I got to school on Monday... They was like, yeah, da, 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 da. He shot himself with Russian roulette.
Damn.
I'm like, damn, nigga.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
You saw it. You saw
it. I ain't open it up to look to see who it was, but I saw the name.
Was it, are they locked or could you just?
Nah, they open. Like, once you in just, the, not
once
anybody.
Once you in the room, once you in that clearance, you can open.
You open the drawers, just you just pull out. Damn. And then, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times, you know, you making sure it's empty.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you might open it up and ain't got no tag and then somebody in there.
Right.
But that's why they put it on your toe, too. So it's the one, the door, it matched the one on the door. So the one on your toe should match the one on the door.
Right, to make sure it's the right person.
Right. And so you know, you going through it, making sure you're trying to find you a drawer, and then, bam, this dude name right here. I'm like, damn, I know that name. But I ain't think nothing of it.
He was like one of your peers?
Yeah, he was probably like a year older than me. He was, you know, man, it was funny because, you know, you don't want to, you know what I'm saying? It was funny, I didn't fuck with him. Because when we was younger, I was in this other neighborhood with my grandma and shit. She went to visit one of her friends. You know, you don't want to sit in there with the old ladies. So went outside to the court, and I had just bought these shades. Probably about 10, they like 11, 12. And then, so I go out there, and it's, you know, all the kids from that particular apartment complex, they playing on the court. We played ball. It was all good. But then when it was time to leave, somebody had picked up my shades.
Oh, you had them off to the side while
I had them, you know, yeah, off to the side while I was playing. Then somebody picked up my shades, and I looked around. And then I seen, you know what I'm saying, that particular cat looking back. He had them. And then it was like, yeah. But then it was all them and me. So I was like, all right, you got it, my nigga.
So he just housed your shit.
He just housed me. Ugh. You know what I'm saying? You know, you 10, 11, nigga, you know what I'm saying? You start playing the odds, I'm like, eh, all right.
Yeah.
But I ain't never forget that shit.
No, I know that's real life.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't never forget that shit.
Past gone, nigga. Still like,
you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? I ain't never forget the shit.
Yeah.
So it was weird.
Yeah, to see that.
To see that, you know, that's how you know. So that's how the conclusion of the shit was seeing his name on the box. But you know, I ain't getting no satisfaction out of it. It was just weird.
Yeah.
Just a weird ass moment. All right. on to something lighter.
I was going to say some old crazy shit.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, man. So.
Shit, Tiger Woods back.
Yo. It looked like he was shooting a video. You know, when you lit, like when you on the whole community come out.
Right.
You know, that one breakout single where you got to get the whole block, your whole building. Mm-hmm. That's how Tiger was looking at the tournament. Everybody was following. He like Malcolm X.
Hey, man.
He back. He back, huh?
I mean, that was what, 5 years since his last win, championship win.
Stuck with it.
I mean, not that he wouldn't stick with it. It's just like, shit.
No, I mean, he stuck through it. This was his biggest slump ever. This was 5 years since he won any type of major or some shit, right? Or right. A tournament. I don't even think this is a major.
It was a life slump. It was his whole shit was fucked up.
Nah, it was 5 years. Let's be honest.
It's been 10 years since he won a major. He still has not won a major, though.
It was 5 years since he won anything.
When the hell his wife tore up his car?
That was 2008.
So that's 10 years ago.
Yeah, it was 10 years ago.
That's a lot. I mean, not just not winning, but shit was just fucked up at the crib. You know what I'm saying?
To start the season, he was ranked like 1100th in the world.
Right.
Now he's ranked like 13th.
That's good.
So, I mean, there's a lot of shit was going on. You know, he got arrested. They put his picture all locked down.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Up out there looking crazy for
you. Know what I'm saying? He had to give his wife half, and you know what I'm saying? Now she's a billionaire out there living life.
She's a billionaire?
Damn, half a billionaire, some shit. And Tiger was worth about $1 billion.
He was worth some money. He was out there wilding.
So, shit. I know, man.
He back, though.
I mean, that's,
he back.
It's good to see him shake it off and, you know what I'm saying, and be able to get back to form.
Stayed the course. He stayed the course.
Good thing he played golf.
That's golf. 18 holes.
Because he played football. He would have been washed.
It would have been a wrap. Man, I almost watched football this week by mistake. I was going through, because I'm boycotting still, right? I'm still boycotting. I had to shout out to my homie Keith, because I was on the group text, and I was saying I'm boycotting. And one of my homies, Keith, he's boycotting as well. And then another one of my homies who watches football.
It's a support group text.
Yeah, no. This shit was a moment because my other cast, they watch football.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, yo, why are you boycotting? And he succinctly put that shit together. I was like, I forgot. Hell yeah. But anyway, because you be forgetting sometimes. Right, but anyway, what I also forgot was how good football look on the TV screen. Like football, it's only a few things that make your TV look like you're killing like, shit. You know what I mean?
Worth the money you pay.
Right, right. That shit look like, you said the showroom, like it's sports, a good Blu-ray, or a good-ass DVD, maybe a video game after that. So I went from like a Seinfeld rerun.
Like
a,
some 90s shit.
Yeah, I just happened upon some fucking 4K-ass Detroit Lions and something. I was like, oh, shit, I almost got stuck. I said, nah, let me keep going.
Yeah, I was in New Orleans, so they had their big game, New Orleans versus Atlanta.
All right, that's a big thing.
Yeah, that's a big thing out there, but, you know, I was scooting through it. I saw it coming through the lobby of the hotel.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Incidentally.
And it was actually the game was... It was the end of the fourth quarter. They was just about to go to overtime. So I looked up at the screen. I was like, oh, shit, they about to go to overtime.
Yeah, that's a good game.
And then I walked on.
Yeah, there you go. I saw this one clip on the internet, because you'll still see the clips on the like Twitter and shit. There's this one clip. You don't talk about the stiff arm?
I saw that clip, too.
That shit is so disrespectful.
I wasn't going to bring up the clips.
Oh, my goodness.
But man, he played him like a little kid.
Nigga, that's how you got to deal with adversity in life. Get the fuck out of here with that shit, man. Oh, that was ugly.
And that was the only clip I seen.
That was it. That was it.
Shit. So what you do with your Sundays?
What did I do this last Sunday, man? Still be running around and shit. I think this Sunday, I don't know if I was on this Sunday, but I was trying to watch Maniac, which is this new show that came out with Jonah Hill and Emma Stone,
mm-hmm.
Of Superbad fame and other shit, but that's where I was introduced to both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a show together, like a limited series on Netflix called Maniac, which is, it's a little all over the place. Like, I'm trying to stick with it, but the shit is like...
They gave him a chance.
He said what?
They gave him a chance.
Yeah, they let him rock. They let him rock. They say, yo.
Who made it? Who created the show?
I don't know.
Because I know they...
The guy, I'm not sure if he created it, but he directs every episode.
Mm-hmm.
I forget my man's name. Matt, check out the director of Maniac. I believe he's also the same cat that did the True Detective, at least first season. He did that one scene. Did you ever watch True Detective?
Nope.
Nigga, True Detective, the first season is worth it. True Detective, second season is trash. But there's one scene where, what's the name?
Cary Fukunaga?
Yeah. There's one scene where they do some shit. They're in, I think they're in Baltimore or New Orleans or something. I think it's Baltimore. I'm not sure. Oh, and to be clear, Christopher Walken was in the Deer Hunter scene. I know niggas gonna be like, nah, you said the name. No, it was Christopher Walken. I fucked up. Anyway, so they do this one scene where they going into these projects, and it's like one way in, one way out, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like a shootout with the cops and the people. And he does this one fucking tracking shot that's like 7 minutes long. The shit don't never stop. They don't cut to nothing, and this shit go through the whole shit. You watch that scene, you like, okay, this motherfucker, he is ill. Like, whoever this cat is ill. So when, you know, that's another reason. You're like, oh, okay, I'm in. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's just icing on the cake. Oh, this the cat that did that? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So visually, there's some shit going on. And, you know, they going to take their swings and shit. But it's just like, I don't know. I don't know if I got the, my attention span is being challenged. Right, you know, right. I just got back to Instagram, so I'm halfway watching it, halfway scrolling through it. It was, right. You gotta, these one of them shows you gotta for real pay attention.
Right.
Have you noticed your, attention span is, do you notice yourself, because I do this, I've peeped myself, I literally have three screens going. Right. I have my phone here, I have my laptop, and I have the TV on in the background. And they all relevant.
Right. I don't, you know, when I'm at the computer working, if it's an edit, then that's all I'm doing. Yeah. If it's just some regular work, yeah, then I have my phone and the computer going. Right. But when I go to where the TV is, I don't bring the computer with me. So
you just, you go into a screening room.
Not
like
in the screening room. But
I mean, like, were you treating it as, doing TV now.
Yeah, because if I'm doing TV, I'm going there to do that shit. I'm going there to watch the shit I went to watch. I don't never be just sitting just, all right, what's on the TV? You know what I'm saying? So when I go to it, I go to it for a specific reason. So
I'm gonna go
not even just that it's coming on, but I'm gonna go watch, like when I get home, I'm gonna watch the Quincy documentary.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I know that. And that's what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
So
there's nothing else going on but that.
Nah, if my phone ring, then that, but I don't usually scroll while I'm watching something I want to watch. Mm. I'm the type of motherfucker want everybody to be quiet. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
I'm watching. Listen now. You know
what I'm saying? Kids come through, make me pause it. Shut the, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I do that. I ain't got no kids, but I definitely hate it. I hate when I got to rewind after you just talked over it, and I do the rewind. I got to rewind because I want to hear it again. And then to talk over after the rewind.
Right.
You just saw me rewind because I missed it.
And then see, my wife, she a line stopper, so she ain't going to respect none of that shit and all that shit. She's like, oh, you shushing me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, she around. I got to turn the subtitles on. You know what I'm saying? Be reading that shit.
Me and my lady will be watching the show together, and she'll be on her phone, like, looking at shit and missing wild plot points. And then they want me to, I got to fill her in. I'm like, man, you right here. Like, this is, what happened? It's the same shit that happened while I was watching it. Man.
Yeah, if I'm going to sit down and watch it, I'm going to sit down and watch it.
Quincy, dude. Yeah, you got to see that shit. That shit was that's a hell of a documentary.
Nah, that's what's up.
It'll make you feel like it'll definitely challenge your productivity levels.
No doubt.
Damn.
But it's like this, man. I downloaded it. You know how Netflix, you could download the shit and then watch it.
Right.
I downloaded it before I went to the airport.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Got it on my phone. Uh-huh. Like, all right, bet. I'm about to watch, you know what I'm saying? Pull the shit up. Error 31004.
Yeah.
So the shit wouldn't let me play the shit.
You didn't check it before you got on the plane?
Nah, I thought it said it was download. It should be good. Yeah. Like, I, why should I check it?
You know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is the first time that has happened to me. And so that shit pissed me off because I had it ready to go. But, you know, I'm going to watch that shit tonight, man. Got some good thinking in.
Oh, yeah?
You know what I mean?
What you mean?
Nah, when you be on,
on the plane?
Plane, you know what I mean? I ain't got my what
reflect.
I was going to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? On top of these clouds.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot
you know
of
what I'm saying? Just thinking. I had, you know what I'm saying?
Where were you coming from, New Orleans?
Yeah, I was actually, I was going when I was trying to watch the shit. You know? So I had some shit set up for the fall that was like, you know what I'm saying? We going to be straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, bam, nigga, this shit has come together, nigga.
Right.
then that shit got abbreviated like a motherfucker. Hey. So now it's only, you know what I'm saying, a tenth of what it was going to be. So now I'm like, ah, lah. Hey. So I had to, you know, regroup. I had to, you know what I'm saying, put the prayer on it. Like, okay, God, what we doing here? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So on top of the clouds.
Sound wild familiar with the Lord.
Oh, yeah,
what
man.
We doing?
He's like,
what's God, on the docket?
And then God be like, motherfucker, the same shit we was doing last time you asked me this shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why you're bullshitting. So that's how God be talking to me.
That's what's up.
But so I got some shit in and figured out, you know, what I need to do for Q4. And it's wild because it's some shit I wrote out last Q4 and didn't do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Still relevant, still niggas, yeah, niggas still waiting on you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I got that accomplished, so that was cool.
Well, that's what's up.
You know what I'm saying?
How was New Orleans?
It was quick, man. We went, we shot this, the one subject, New Orleans is New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Got there, you know, you setting up the work. Hey, you ate?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You want to play? That made some shrimp and okra and some fried chicken. And I'm trying to be, you know what I'm saying, heart conscious with my eating.
Oh, right. Heart conscious.
You know what I'm saying?
That's hilarious.
But you get to New Orleans, they got a fried chicken festival going on.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
I feel like it's always one going on in New Orleans.
I'm like, shit. You know what I mean? They put that shit on the plate. I was like, I got to eat it.
So you were covering the fried chicken festival?
No, no. We went to shoot we shot one person for like an insurance type
right.
of ad.
Right.
And when we got to the house, they was, you know, they had just cooked and all that. So, you know, New Orleans is
Oh, it wasn't a real fried chicken festival.
Yes, it was a real fried chicken festival going on, but I wasn't there.
Oh.
They were just talking about it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I thought they gave you some plates of the fried chicken.
Nah, they made some fried chicken at the house
okay.
that I was
okay.
at.
All right,
and then they were talking about the fried chicken festival.
Okay.
The whole time. Before I even left New York, I was like, I'm not eating no fried chicken when I get to New Orleans.
Oh, you had heard about the festival?
No, I just knew New Orleans got everything fried.
Right.
That you want.
You was like, I will not do this.
I will not partake in the fried chicken.
They was like, yeah, all right.
You get in there with that fried chicken.
Fresh fried too. That shit ain't sitting around.
Yeah, all right. I'm in New Orleans. I'm gonna have this okra too. Maybe that'll balance it out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough.
But my man, you know, I be talking to my nutritionist friend.
Uh huh.
And he was telling me about, you know, all right, when you just gotta stay on top of your omega-3 oils if you're gonna be eating saturated fats.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So the problem is when your saturated fats, you know, are not balanced with your omega-3 fats.
Right.
So I came home and tried to balance it out with my omega-3.
So what you do, took some fish or you had
Yeah, took some fish oil. I've been eating fish the whole time. You know what I'm saying? Had me a good Branzino yesterday.
Oh, all right. There you go. Get your Branzino on.
You know what I mean?
I always think of Benzino.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I always think of Benzino. I feel like Benzino was before Branzino.
Oh, I don't know where Branzino came from.
Branzino got hot like maybe 5-6 years ago. Real first time I started hearing about
that
it.
That shit more expensive than steak.
Is it?
Some places that shit be like, yeah, damn, Branzino.
Branzino.
I'm trying to eat, you know.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
So I tried to balance it out.
That's good.
Forgive my fried chicken sins.
Yeah, man. It's tough. It's tough. It's almost like you out your jurisdiction, so you think shit is different. Like, your body's going to be healthy. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's still the same fucking abuse.
Right. But see, here, I hadn't, you know what I'm saying?
We, right. You was chilling.
We don't fry no chicken at the house, so right. that don't happen.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that goes, like, to walk into a Popeye's.
That's a lot.
That's, you know what I'm saying? You already know you fucking up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like Russian roulette. Here you go again. If you really want to do this? Are you sure? You want to do this?
So, you know, it's easy when I'm here, it's easy.
Yeah.
But then when you get stuck somewhere, you know, you might run out of options, run out of time.
Right.
Last thing open is this. You know what I'm saying? You get in there with the smell of the aroma.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You walk in here, you know what I'm saying? You got a good old hospitality. Hey, baby, you're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We made the shrimp and okra. Got the fried chicken to go with it with a biscuit.
Right. Right.
You don't want to be, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to reject the hospitality.
The okra was fried too, though, right?
No, the okra, you know what I'm saying?
It's sauteed or whatever.
Yeah, however they do it.
Yeah.
It was good, though, you know.
Okra is definitely some down south vegetable. You can get it up here, but you really see the popularity of okra when you go down south.
Now, okra is a crapshoot too now. Because, you know what I'm saying, you don't know if they made it slimy or, you know what I'm saying, they left it a little bit firm. Mm. See, some people make it all the way slimy and they be like, ah, Lord. It's like the texture of it just throw you off. But, you know, luckily in this situation, it was good. It was right down the middle. Uh-huh. It was, you know what I'm saying, perfect okra.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, sometimes you get that okra, that should be way too slimy. You feel like spit.
Hey, that's disgusting.
Oh, Lord. Oh, that's man.
Snake fucked up the whole okra. You know what eating. Somebody eating okra right now, listen to this
exactly.
shit. Like,
but they
on,
know
man.
They know what I'm talking about. They know what I'm talking about.
Oh, shit. The Carter 5 dropping on Friday, they said.
They said that last Friday.
Is that what they said? Nah, this time they got a full
But alarm. I don't know if Wayne ever said it. It was just rumored.
Nah, this one,
it's an official
Cortez
date.
Said it. And yeah, they said it. I think Lil Wayne might have even said it just now.
Okay, when you get this news, this breaking news,
yeah,
or you
just
knew
looked
this?
At it right now. Just looked at it as
you multitasking.
I'm talking to you,
no doubt. So breaking news: Carter 5 drops.
Carter 5 Friday, drops this weekend, and with Yandy drops this
Who
weekend
that?
Too. That's Gandhi, that's Kanye's answer to Yeezus. That's his spinoff of Yeezus. You see that? You see that shit? He announced that maybe like 2 weeks ago. It's basically the cover is like what Yeezus' cover was, but now it's a mini disc. So it's the same. No, I mean, it's the it, before it was a CD. Now they did the same kind of cover art, but with like a mini disc. That's nothing else.
Are they selling the mini disc?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't know. Maybe, but
mini disc was a crash and burn. That shit came for about 6 months.
I could never afford a mini disc. I had to watch that from afar. I only knew like maybe two people with real deal mini discs.
I had a mini disc.
Oh, okay.
I had a portable, it was like a Walkman, mini
right.
disc Walkman.
The little like square looking
yeah.
shit. Yeah, that's
I had that joint. And
shit
you
was expensive.
You buy the disc and shit.
How much them shits cost? Like
200? I don't even remember. Yeah. I don't remember. I just knew they were supposed to be the hot shit.
That shit was over.
That
it was
shit
laser
was over.
Disc.
And then, but see, the dope shit was that you could make tapes on that shit. You could record to the shits.
Yeah, because so, you could finally record a CD. Like, that was
yeah.
the first time, right?
So, yeah, it's like recording a CD. So, you could record that CD quality sound on your mini disc. I had I had a nice little collection of them shits, man. And I used when that was when I first started 21st Century Hustle, the newsletter. Uh-huh. So, I would do my interviews on that shit, and they was coming out crispy. So, I was like, man, this is dope. And that shit went out of
And
style.
Then how did you, when you wanted to play your mini disc in the car, did you have to just connect the mini disc
yeah,
player like
aux,
on some auxiliary shit?
Yeah, you had aux. Right, or back then it was to put the cassette in the thing,
right.
aux situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the trip shit was at Vibe, when Gary left, he had a little office stereo that had a mini disc in it. So I adopted that. Mm. So it was all good. So I could play it in the crib, play it on the Walkman, then... You know, plug it in the cassette.
That shit went and
that shit went so goddamn fast.
I wonder, I think maybe it was too expensive. Like, even I feel like the mini disc itself was mad expensive. I wonder why that shit went out of business.
Well, MP3. MP3 came right around that same time. Right. Napster and all that shit came.
Yeah.
Then that shit took over.
Yeah.
It was over. You know what I'm saying? That shit killed everything. Why the fuck I need any of this if I could just play this shit on my computer?
Yeah.
You know? So that's what killed it.
Yeah. Oh well.
But, you know, it was kind of like the 8-track though.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really remember much of the 8-track era. I see remnants of the 8-track, but
8-track. That shit was high tech. You could skip through the songs by clicking it.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, you click it and then it'll flip the side and you'll be on the other side of the damn 8-track. You go to the next track and shit.
Wait, it was on, how many songs was on the 8-track? 8?
Eight,
was that yeah, that was that was what yeah, it was? It yeah. could only go up to 8.
Yeah,
oh,
8-track.
Okay. That's you what that
flip
was
to
about.
The next track.
So there's 4 tracks on each side.
I'm not sure how the shit went. Yeah. I don't remember, but I just remember you click the shit. It was like a little lever on the cassette itself that you slide to the right, and it click, and then it go to the next song.
Yeah, that's crazy. Did you see this little clip of LeBron sitting at the press conference, and they were like, "Yo." What makes you feel pressure at this point in your career?
Nah, I ain't see it. What happened?
Nothing. But he said the shit in a way where you were like, yeah, I believe this motherfucker, like that ass.
I mean, the nigga winning on so many levels of the game. Like shit, he an auxiliary NBA himself.
That shit.
Like, Rich Paul just signed Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they got all the top. They got Ben Simmons, Anthony Davis. They got John Wall. Man, they got 20 cats.
Yeah, I see he making a supposed to be making a show based on Ben Simmons.
You know what I'm saying? They got all the shows. They got the Liberty City Warriors. They got, you know what I'm saying?
Space Jam.
They got the Space Jam 2, which is Terrence Nance's directing.
I saw.
You know what I'm saying?
With old, what's his name, producing.
Coogler producing. I mean.
Avengers.
Shit. This motherfucker, everything that motherfuckers be trying to do.
What, if anything, at this stage of your career creates pressure for you? Brings about pressure?
Nothing.
Whoa.
Nothing.
See, next question.
He always do some shit that he had to live up to at the end of the season and shit.
Keep people, it's like power. Because it ain't win the chip. You know what I mean? So it's like power. It's like, damn, nigga, that season was cool, but the
you know what I'm saying? It's like, he always like, you know, when he went to Miami, yeah, not one, not two, not three, not four. And then that shit always come back.
It was two.
He gonna be in the motherfucking fourth quarter, game seven. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? 2 seconds left, and here come the pressure. Mm-hmm. And they're going to bring that question right back. He missed the shot. So did you feel pressure? He'd be like, motherfucker.
We're going to see. We'll see what happens with that.
Hopefully he can live up to all that shit, man. But he been doing his motherfucking thing. Nigga done opened the school. Man,
he's doing it, man. He's good shit.
Like, that's unprecedented, though, man. Most cats, you know what I'm saying, even like Magic, he did all that shit when he was done. This nigga is still, I don't even know how you still be playing and
15 years
got a whole agency, you know what I'm saying?
It's different now.
With you know what I'm saying, 20 other cats signed to you.
Mm-hmm. That you play against.
You know what I'm saying? You got Draymond Green uninterrupted doing a podcast. You know what I'm saying? The nigga in business with everybody.
Right. That's dope.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he don't lose. How you lose? You don't lose. Because you in business with everybody.
That's kind of cool. That's some fly shit. We're going to see.
You know what I'm saying? See, man, he did it, man. Ain't nobody ever did it like that.
Yeah, he definitely took it to a new level.
And it looked like he done on some type of, nigga look skinny. Like he done worked it all the way out and got skinny. Got slimmer for the season.
Mm. Maybe. He getting older.
He do that. He do that every now and again. There was one season where he got real slim, and everybody was like, "That's not gonna be good."
Right.
But he like, man, I need to maintain this shit. You get too heavy.
Uh huh.
You know what I'm saying? That shit work against you.
Yeah, he know what he gotta do. It's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be interesting. He out there cutting them deals. Cutting deals like a motherfucker.
He's boss.
Oh yeah. We'll see how it go.
That's what's up. What's good
with
you?
What's up with you, man? Ain't shit, man. I didn't said everything that's going on with me. that's about it, man. I'm sitting around. I ain't really doing what I've been doing. Yeah, just out here working. Shows and shit. Same old, same old. Yeah, that's it. What's up with you? What you been up to?
Man, I'm just chilling, man. Trying, like I said, man, ever since I got my other glasses, I figured I had to change my whole style and shit. Mm-hmm. My shits don't match up sometimes, so.
You don't even wear the new glasses yet, huh? You still?
The other ones, I'm waiting on the other ones. I got these new, and then the other ones, I'm waiting on the lens to come back. So I had to wait for these to come back.
Okay.
To make sure the prescription was right. And then I put the other ones in. So I get those back, like, sometime this week coming up.
Okay.
So, but even with these, you know what I'm saying? These don't fit with all the shit that I got. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's a different kind of look. So I just been contemplating, you know what I'm saying, my business and my whole presentation, all that shit, man. So the main thing I got going right now with that, in that regard, is that I'm trying to figure out a new haircut.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't had no haircut, like no style haircut in fucking 10 years. You know what I'm saying?
Tanya, I mean, what you mean? What you trying to get a fucking double B back fade?
Nah, I'm saying had this one little shit, you know what I'm saying, for...
That's been 10 years?
Nah, I had this about 9.
All right.
2009, I think, I started growing this shit out.
Okay.
Letting it get wild. But, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never, like, shit, I never frequented a barbershop in New York since I moved to this bitch.
Right. So, oh, so that's what that came from? You felt like you just never trusted, you never found a barber home?
Never found a barber home. I just didn't like the barber culture. I ain't like going into a new spot and motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I ain't like that whole shit.
Too vulnerable.
No, not even vulnerable. It's like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times you go to, you know, motherfucker don't get you right. And then you're like, damn, this one, what I'm talking about. Then you done pay this nigga $25 in a tip. And then you know what I'm saying? Like, shh. So, like, even now, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get this cut, right? And more like a temple fade, whatever. But it don't never, it just don't never look right to me. Like, this ain't it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when it's just wild, it just feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to figure out how to tame it and come up with a new silhouette. You know what I'm saying? You're laughing. I'm out here pouring.
Nah, nigga, you hit me with the tame, though. Nigga, that was, I'm listening, nigga.
I'm trying to get advice from a nigga that go to the barbershop. A nigga with a good line and some waves and shit.
Nah, nigga, gotta trust the barber. You gotta go in.
But it's like, what style do you pick? Because, like, you know, you go too far one way, you're looking like the old nigga with the young boy cut.
Uh-huh.
You go to this way, you look old like Steve Harvey.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like trying to find that good grown middle ground that still lets you stand out a little bit and not put you in the I'm about to go to work look.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I don't know. It's one of those things as you get old. Like, I notice this is, as we, you know, things are different now, right? So when you wasn't a, like, when your father was an adult, he looked like a different type of adult.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now, shit, like, this a lot of, you know, latent adolescence. You know, they call it, like, you know, you nigga be 40 with a book bag and shit. Like, it's a different thing.
Right, nigga, I got
no, I'm saying that's, nigga, I'm talking about myself. I'm just saying, you know, it's just, it's how you want to do it, how you want to play it.
But,
and, what the fuck? I
need one of them. You know how they used to have them posters and shit with all the styles?
You can point at them shit.
I need a big
go to barbershop.
One. I need a big one
that
give me a wide range of them shit so I can start putting it together.
Hilarious. You need a vision board.
You know what I'm saying? A mood board.
A mood board.
Oh, Charmadine Reed from London, she got this app for girls where you could go on the app and look at different styles and then book the motherfucker who made that style. They need that shit for men.
I got don't some know what like to that. Do.
This shit is called Beauty Stack.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's in America, but that shit seems like an interesting concept for an app.
Or go, like, you can go through a whole hole, but I would say the first one to start you on your way is maybe #barbersomething, right? Nah, I'm trying to tell you, because these barber niggas with these Instagrams, like, that's the wave for, you know, that shit helped them out. So you could see what's cracking out there. And I guess that's the app. That's how you find out, oh, he cut that? All right, I'm going to go to this cat.
No doubt.
You know.
Yeah, man. So I'm trying to figure that out. And then, you know, once you commit to it, then you got to wear the shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so you like, that make it nervous. But you gotta commit to it and go get it done every
guy.
2 weeks.
Yeah, it's you.
Woo. But I'm gonna do it because I need to change up my presentation.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. I think I've run you know what I'm saying. I've run this presentation.
Uh-huh.
Now I need to switch
it's
up.
A new era.
Step up to a new space. All you know right. what I mean? And fuck the head up. All
right.
You
there
know
you
mean?
Go.
I used to be good at that. You know what I'm saying?
Flipping
just flipping it up. Fuck your head up because. You know, see you one way, then you flip it. Like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Renewed interest.
Interesting.
So, you know what I'm saying? I got to get back on that.
That's a mission.
Yeah, that's a big mission. It's my birthday coming up.
Oh, right.
I'm trying to do it for my birthday.
Lil Wayne dropped a Carter 5 for your birthday, huh?
I think Lil Wayne's birthday the day before my birthday.
Oh, well, see, he did it for both of y'all then. Yeah, yes. And Yandy.
And then I think T.I.'s the day after.
So T.I.'s today.
Oh, today.
And, you got the same birthday. Shout out to my homeboy, Deion Smith, old school college cat. Phoebe Robinson, she got a book out, two books out. She got the same birthday as you. There's a few people. I think my old manager, I don't want to misquote a motherfucker, you know what I mean? But I think he might be the same. I don't know. But, yeah, that's a September 28th. I know quite a few people with that.
Yeah, man. So it's a Friday this year. So, you know what I'm saying?
What you going to do?
Get a haircut.
Uh-huh. And then what?
and then what? Hopefully it turn out good. And then I'm going to turn up.
What you going
to
do?
I'm going to hang out with my fam first. We're going to see motherfucking Night School.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Because my niece in it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up.
My niece is in there.
Who's your niece?
I'm playing a little role.
Okay. What's her name? Shout your niece out. We don't want to shout your niece out.
She's not an actress, per se.
She in the movie.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
She did that. Nigga, once you in the movie, you can count that.
Yeah, man.
She ain't a bank robber, per se, you know, but, you know.
Yeah, she's the valedictorian in the movie.
Oh, that's well, that's what's up. You know what I'm of the whole Night School?
Of the Night School.
Oh, that's what it is.
So she giving a speech. I suppose I ain't seen it, but.
That's big.
So, you know, my daughter really want to go see it in the movie, so we're going to go check it out.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Your niece coming with you? Is your niece up here or down there?
No, nah, she's in Howard.
Oh, wow.
She's in Howard. No, she's not coming with us. We just going.
Oh, somewhere. Damn. She in Howard in Night School, nigga. That's crazy. Bo fucking homecoming in a couple weeks, nigga. That's lit. She might host a party. Nigga, that's big. You in college and in the fucking movie with Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish? Nigga, you in a black-ass college?
No doubt.
Come on, man. That shit is official. No doubt.
So, you know. We're gonna do that and support in spirit. And then I'm going to, you know, try to get my wife out in the streets after that.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe cut a rug. I ain't danced in a minute.
Yeah, you're out here. Huh?
And, you know, my wife been asking to go dancing.
Oh, yeah?
And, you know, nigga don't be too fond of just going out cutting a rug.
Your wife's a dancer? She be dancing?
She used to be.
Maybe
I've been holding her back.
This motherfucking bump on the log,
ass. Nigga don't never take me dancing.
Yeah. Women like going dancing. They just want to go dancing. Like, they just ain't never say, I want to go dancing.
Nah, because dancing was trying to fuck.
Yeah, it's trying to holler. You know what I'm saying? Like, hunting.
So, after I got married, it wasn't no real need for me to be on nobody's dance floor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I never was that dude that just did it for the love of
emotion. When was the last time in your life, maybe it's a long time ago, but when was the last time in your life using the middle of that bitch, just giving it your all? Niggas like,
I ain't never had no moment in your entire life. Oh, I did. I was about 9 years old.
Uh-huh.
I was in fucking Cleveland. It was 4th of July.
Uh-huh.
We had a little barbecue. Them motherfuckers put on Shake Your Pants by Cameo.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what got into me, nigga. I probably looked like a damn fool because I ain't really got no moves, but I was all the way in. I think I might have jumped up and did one of them James Brown splits.
That's funny.
Yeah, I felt it. I ain't never felt like that ever again.
That's funny.
But that particular moment.
You was in it.
I was lit.
That's funny, man.
So now I ain't never been that dude that was in the middle of the circle. I ain't had them kind of moves. I told you I'm reminiscing of Hov, like, you know what I'm saying.
Right.
I got to keep my shit real contained.
No, I can dig it.
You know what I'm saying.
Well, what about in the dance era? You wasn't. You just
only dance. I'm dancing to the Luke shit, the Miami shit. Where all you gotta do is, you know what I'm saying. Hey,
it's like reggae.
You know what I'm saying. Just put your hands up.
See.
You know what I mean. Do what nature
Enjoy
make
yourself.
You do.
Yeah.
That's it. So, but never like an organized dance or like the latest dance and none of that shit. I ain't never knew how to do all that shit, man. I always admired the people that did, but
Did the kid that play kickstep with your homie one time?
Probably with my sister on some fake shit at the house, but
well, at least one, because
I never did
infectious.
It in public at the event.
Nah.
Nah.
I remember that was live.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, I ain't have it. I didn't dig it. You know what I mean? That took me out my zone. That made me look goofy. You know what I'm saying? So I keep my shit, you know what I'm saying, real contained.
Exactly.
I'm going to be over here chilling with the head bob. I might do a little, you know what I'm saying, throw your hands up one time.
Yeah.
But the only time I was in the middle of the flow, I had a female partner, mm-hmm. and you know what I'm saying, we was doing what you know, the dance hall do.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what's up. That's a moment, though. I ain't really had that in a minute either. Where it was like, oh, shit, it's been a while.
You know what I'm saying?
It was a while.
So I might take my wife dancing. I need to find somewhere to.
Where y'all going to go? Widow,
I don't even know where to dance.
Grown folks go to cut a rug.
Hey, we went to the spot called the Essence in Bed-Stuy. It's probably called Essence, but you know,
yeah, it's Essence.
When it's hot, they call it the.
On you Troy? Put, in
yeah,
the corner?
Yeah, on the corner.
Shout out.
That shit was turnt.
Yeah.
I got familiar. I had never been in Essence.
Uh-huh.
And Jody Patterson had a birthday party in there. And you know what I'm saying? You know, she like a real, you know, sophisticated, you know what I'm saying? Spellman, you know what I'm saying? Real, you know, of the world.
Right.
So she's fucked everybody up and said, you know, I'm gonna do my birthday party at Essence.
That's
right
cool.
In the hood.
Yeah.
That shit was nice.
That's what's up.
Had a good ass time.
Yeah, man.
Chicken wings was bomb.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers was dancing and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So we might fall through there, see if they dancing. But you know, I'm gonna try to find a spot where they, you know what I'm saying, where they known for.
Essence used to have a long time running comedy show. I wanna say Tuesday nights. It was run by this comedian, Damon Rozier, who mm-hmm. passed away maybe about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago. He was a paraplegic comedian. He was in a wheelchair. He was comedian, mm-hmm. funny as shit, though, but he was, you know, he was crippled. And he would kill it. Like, he was, and you don't really see, like, you know, it's one of those things in comedy, you know, you never want no pity. You never want people to feel sorry for you in any capacity, right?
Right.
So, like, when you, you know, if somebody is that funny to be like, you know, like in a wheelchair, bound to a wheelchair, it still could make you laugh to the point where you like forget about that. Like you just, you in it. You know what I mean? It was great at that. You know, it's sad that he's gone, but you know, rest in peace to Damon Rozier. I was just thinking about that because you said Essence. That was his spot. That was his room.
That might be one of the stops on the birthday cut a rug tour.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's a pregame. I'm probably hit homecoming, fan you homecoming this year.
Mm.
And
when is that?
That's next week.
Yeah.
It's the 25th anniversary of Chocolate City.
What's that? That's the dancers?
Nah, it's a movie. Rob Hardy and Will Packer made a movie.
Are they going to do something for it?
Yeah, I think Rob is doing something for it. It was, you know, Rob wrote it, directed it, and shot it with all fan you players.
Right.
And so it's the 25th anniversary of that. So
that's all right.
I'm gonna go check that.
They gonna screen it again somewhere out there?
I'm not sure. I just know he sent out a text. You know what I'm saying? Saying it was the 25th anniversary. So I didn't read the whole shit. Cool. That's all I need to know.
Have a little premiere, not premiere, but like a screen of 25 with a carpet and shit. Had the niggas that was in the movie still in.
Yeah, you know
that's hard.
Niggas, you know what I'm saying? Niggas looking grown.
Yeah, that's, you know what I mean?
You know. So that's gonna be, you know what I'm saying, that's gonna be good because, you know, then FAMU got the first female drum major at FAMU. So you know, the game gonna be lit.
Yeah. Oh, is their first game or no?
No, it's homecoming.
Fuck. Clark Atlanta, I just saw, speaking of fucking games, I just saw Clark Atlanta got blown out by
No, I don't care about that.
Nah, hold on. Yes, they do. There's people listening right now. It was embarrassing, but I still need to speak to it because it just happened to me. We're gonna get back to FAMU, but they got beat. I think Kennesaw State, 13-70. It was disgusting.
But Kennesaw State, they got a little program, don't they?
Oh, well, shit, it's still embarrassing.
But you know, black college football,
it's never what you're going for.
Yeah, it's never like you never counting on the win. You know what I'm saying?
It's not even. It's a footnote.
That's part of the, you know, experience. But you really, you know what I'm saying? It's the crowd and the band, and you know what I'm saying? Halftime. The stands,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The walk through,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
The let out,
yeah. You know, the let out, the tailgate, you know what I mean? All that. That's really what you're going for.
Yeah.
But you know, you get blowed out. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's all good. You're gonna win the party.
There's plenty of times I definitely go to a football game, lead that shit. Go to the whole football game, kick it, have a good time, lead that shit, and not know who won the game.
Exactly.
Because you just totally forgot. Like,
you done left before.
Wait, did we win? Oh, right, we did.
You could be a nail biter. You leave right out.
Yeah.
After the band play.
We out. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We used to have the half gallon of Seagram's gin in the stands. Mm. And my roommate, he was a Navy ROTC cat, D. Allen Burgess.
Mm-hmm.
And so they used to do the color guard, so they bring the flag in. And then they raise the flag, they hoist the flag and all that shit. So, you know, they the Navy, so nobody don't really, you know, they don't get the scrutiny of everybody else. So they used to carry the gin in.
Mm.
So by the after they do the flag, they just come up in the stands and shit.
Party.
We got the whole half gallon of gin. We up there, with the thirst buster cups.
With the flags.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, with the flag get folded up properly.
Yeah, they treated
the flag with respect.
Absolutely.
And did what they were supposed to do. But after that.
Now it's time to get fucked
up. Now they get loose. So, you know, we'll have a down there open bar up there in the stands and shit. The game was just background noise.
Yeah. That's hard.
College. Now I see my son going through that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They at Hampton, they be having their little parties. It's funny because I be thinking of y'all because one of his little homies that live on the floor with him is a DJ.
Right. So they about to...
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So it's a story that you've seen and heard before.
Right, of course.
You know what I'm saying? So his little homie is the DJ. Uh-huh. So last week they had the DJ contest.
Battle?
Yeah, DJ battle.
And he won. That's how it happens.
So
that nigga's defined.
You know what I'm saying?
He's that man.
So from winning that, he got the DJ the Delta party in the Student Union.
Right.
And that little nigga had it lit.
That's how it goes.
You know what I'm saying? He had it lit.
What's his DJ name?
DJ B Flex.
Ah, shit.
He from Philly, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So
Philly DJs.
Yeah, so it's you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I think about you and drum and synths.
Yeah, shit's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
What we gonna say? Oh, speaking of homecoming, I'm not going, but this is the 30th anniversary of Clark Atlanta University. So shout out to Clark Atlanta University.
Really? What was it before that?
It was Clark
College.
Clark College and Atlanta University, and then they came together in 1988.
Oh, so that's why. Okay.
That's why.
That's why Jamal is, you know what I'm saying, doing some push.
Oh, yeah. But he do that every year. But is he going crazy?
I'm not going crazy, but I've seen, you know what I'm saying, he doing it. Seemed like he got a little extra sauce on it.
He go hard. I'll be honest with you, man. I wish I had more. I love my school. I got great school spirit. I'm not a homecoming-ass cat like that. It's cool the first few times. After a while, I feel like it was, for me, it felt cool. For the first few years, when you still, there was still people that was like, oh, nigga, they could place you.
Right.
You know what I mean? After a while, it just, you still got your people, you got your era. You know what I mean? But it just feels far and further removed.
You got to commit.
You got to commit. You got to not only commit, you got to be a committee. You got to be a motherfucker that was talking about this shit back in June. But, I mean, in like January or whatever. Like there's people that are like planning this shit.
I've been to all kinds of homecomings, but working. You know what I'm saying? During the tour. So
I almost prefer that.
I've never really been as a
participant.
Nah. All my times I've been to homecoming, I was doing something.
Oh, all right.
You know what I'm saying? I went to maybe 10 straight, but it was always, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'd rather do that.
Or doing a party with Pat Nix and Keisha Walker. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Always doing something so you never really fully committed.
Right.
But I will say this about homecoming and why people commit to it is that after you leave a HBCU campus, dog, that environment don't exist nowhere in the world.
Yeah, it's
true. You know
what
I'm saying? You just go to work, you go home. Like, that environment of just being black and insulated and feeling safe, you know what I'm saying, and free as fuck, not living through a lens of, you know what I'm saying, outside scrutiny.
Yeah.
You got your own culture. You help build your own culture. You're important to the culture.
Mm-hmm.
That shit don't, like, you go out, you could make it happen in other ways, but in that way, it doesn't exist. So homecoming is a place to go feel that shit one more time and then go back, get rejuvenated, go back into your world.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So it's like when I watch my son going through it now, it's like these 4 years for him, you know what I'm saying? You know it ain't going to be like this no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like you getting it in and all that when you leave.
He don't even know what's going to, this is his first one, so he doesn't even know what to expect.
Yeah, this is first semester, so all of it is new. So when I see him posted on IG, I just laugh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You start seeing the little crews building.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You start seeing, okay, I got the homegirls that's coming into the crew.
Right.
You know what I mean? He'll never post the ones he trying to holler at, so I don't know what's going on that front, but you know what I mean? It's just interesting to see.
Hilarious. Oh, man. Yeah, salute to everybody going to homecoming, though. Right. Have a good time.
So I'm going to go this time. I'm going to do a little work, but never on the scale of doing, you know what I'm saying, like taking a tour down and having to have 27 acts and shit and doing after party. So, you know what I'm saying, what I'm doing will probably be one day, and then the rest of the time, you know, enjoy it like a participant.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, and try to feel it that way.
As someone who went to the AUC, I will say this, I do like when they do all of the colleges together.
Okay.
I wish they would do that more. They don't. They've done it a couple times, but more often than not, they do their dedicated homecomings, which is cool. I respect that and all of that. But if this is the Atlanta University Center and that's part of what we like, that's part of the draw, I would say, it would kind of be cool if the homecoming itself was a little more inclusive and make it feel a little bigger, make it feel, you know what I mean?
Maybe you need to get on the committee.
Maybe, but that's probably not going to happen. I'll be honest with you. Nah, I put it into the world. I'm saying it via podcast. I did it. I did my shit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I play my part.
Right.
And I run with it.
Exactly. podcast activist. I want to, anything else you want to tell the people before we get out of here?
Oh, man, you can catch me, on that damn Instagram. Actually, I ain't even been posting. I've been so bad at it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get back to it this week.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? And you catch me there, Mr. Muhammad. And then on Twitter, at Mr. Muhammad. And holler at me on my birthday, man. Friday, September 28th.
Mm-hmm.
Holler at your boy, you know what I'm saying? I take motherfucking cash apps and, you know what I'm saying, gift cards and shit, all that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Holler at your boy.
There it is. I'll be tonight, Comedy Knockout. Check it out, True TV, 11 p.m. Check that out. We got a good one. I'll also be in Bridgeport, Connecticut this weekend, Thursday through Saturday at the Stress Factory, 27th through the 29th. Get your tickets now. We're going to have a good one. And between now till next week, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation.
Yeah.
Peace.
The main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.